Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Today is a big deal, Chemda. Tonight at midnight Eastern time, we find the fate and future of Keith and the Girl.
Do you know that we scheduled this fate on a Wednesday night because we have Wednesday chat parties and we want to be amongst friends?
Yes. Tonight is when our Kickstarter campaign ends. KeithandtheGirl.com/kick. This is your last chance to get your ticket to Saturday's premiere, to get voting rates to decide what game show we host in 2023, to make a difference in how many podcast episodes we put out a week for our 19th year in podcasting. The more people that support the Kickstarter today, the closer we get to 5 episodes a week again. So it's up to you. We want to see if people give a shit. Go to keithandthegirl.com/kick, K-I-C-K, and get your reward before midnight Eastern tonight. Tonight. All right. Exciting stuff.
Thank you. Thank you to everyone who already participated in the Kickstarter. And for people who have waited to the last minute, we're going to thank you also anyway. And thank you to the haters who seem to be more on top of stuff than the people who love us. So shout out to everybody listening, whether you love, hate us, or are on the spectrum. Love it.
A listener's a listener, right? Some I love more than others, but a listener's a listener.
Sure.
Big news. Herschel Walker, the dumbest thing alive that we call a person, has lost the Senate race runoff. In Georgia, the Democrats officially control the Senate.
Now remind us why we hate this person, please.
Okay. I'm holding up. I'll put it at keithandthegirl.com. This is, why would I hate a special deputy sheriff? It's hard to explain. But this is the guy that he's saying, no abortions. I'm going to fight for no abortions, including rape, including incest. He had multiple abortions. When asked about the abortions, he said, no, these women are lying, even though they have literal receipts, this kind of thing. He said, but if that had happened, there's nothing to be ashamed of. If it did happen, there's nothing to be ashamed of, but I'm going to fight to make sure that it can't happen.
What do you think his brain looks like? A roller coaster?
What is that? It's so smooth and good for him. It's so smooth. You can bowl with it and get a strike every time. It's a good looking brain. From being beaten up in football, duh, where did all this shit happen from? He has a pretty smooth fucking brain. Not even dented, because that would cause a wrinkle, and the wrinkle implies you're smart. Wanda Sykes wrote, I bet they asked Herschel Walker if he was ready to make his concession speech, and he said, yes, 2 hot dogs, please. Anyway, congratulations to Reverend Warnock. Way to go, Georgia. It was still fucking close. It was still close. he thinks he's an actual member of law enforcement, which is good. Now he'll have more time to do that. He said, while Warnock, his opponent, was calling law enforcement thugs and bullies, I was proud to serve the blue as an honorary agent and a special deputy sheriff of Cobb County for many years. These are the badges that you give to kids. Hey, thanks for visiting our little town. You're the king of the dragons. Show this wherever we accept it.
Okay.
You get half off a lemonade refill. Jesus Christ. He had been in a psychiatric hospital before, and he said, they told me I had a mental problem. I remember sitting there in the hospital going, whoa, these people here are crazy, and I'm not like them. The audience cheers.
Are we still talking about the same person? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Who almost became a senator. Yes, we're talking about the same person. He said, when talking about healthcare, I supervise 6 hospitals around the United States, so I know what's going on.
What's a supervisor?
He's Gary Busey on Sober House. Do you remember that? And he's like, hey, I'm here. And they're like, yeah, Gary, you have a drinking problem like I do. Actually, I'm here to supervise. Really? Because they're putting you in the same dorms as us other fuck-ups.
That's also what you do to kids. You're like, yeah. No, you're not like really here. You're helping me out. Come help me.
I just supervised the hospital not too long ago myself. It'd be tough to supervise 6 of them. People say, Herschel, you played football. But I said, guys, I also was valedictorian of my class. I also was in the top 1% of my graduating class in college. I hope it's very clear, but just in case it's not, none of that is true.
This is like your father.
It absolutely is. He's the number one of everything.
This is, okay, your father, this is why your father believes that he can be like president and whatever. What's higher than president for your dad? Whatever it is.
He's a president equivalency.
Well, you know, a father.
Right.
So that's like huge. But yeah, it's just like your father.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say anything I want.
Yeah. So what we do is we're going to put from the new Green Deal, when he's talking about climate change and fixing it. So they're saying this new Green Deal, which is a, you know, a blue term, it seems, millions of billions of dollars cleaning our good air up. So all of a sudden, China and India ain't putting nothing in there. Cleaning that situation up. So what he's saying is, well, why are we supposed to send our money if these other countries aren't trying to fix their air? And here's why. So all with that bad air, it's still there. But since we don't control the air, our good air decide to float over to China, bad air. So when China gets our good air, their bad air got to move. So it moves over to our good air space, and now we've got to clean that back up. He's saying if the world's not paying, why aren't we paying? Because our good air is going to go to their bad air. Their bad air is going to push it because, you know.
I'm sorry. Did you just read Chinese and now you're interpreting it for us? Why does this person need interpretation?
Right. I spent time at Quantico at the FBI training school. Y'all didn't know I was an agent? He's saying he's an FBI agent.
He's undercover. I mean...
When asked, what are the issues women are dealing with today? I think there's no doubt. Crime is very, very important. This economy is tough because they've got to buy groceries. So if we can help these women
I did
get a decent
groceries.
Price of eggs, of course you did. If you have eggs, you buy eggs. You know what I mean? Of course. Sometimes, now biology isn't a thing. I guess science does keep changing. Fucking idiot. And again, it was so close.
Maggie is saying he was so undercover, the FBI didn't even know he
was
FBI.
Yeah, yeah. What a weird liar. I mean, if you're his family, luckily he killed all his kids. But if you were his family, you'd have to hear such bullshit from him.
Hmm.
Constantly. Yeah, he absolutely reminds me of my dad. Which, by the way, I have an update on that. Kirstie Alley, the actress, passed away. She was a Cheers was the big thing for her. Summer School, if you ever saw that underrated movie, that's an Academy Award winner with Mark Harmon.
Look Who's Talking and Look Who's Talking To with John Travolta, which is probably how they got so close to Xenu.
Right. No, she was definitely deep into Scientology. She was giving out bullshit vax information. You know, she was definitely. She's definitely far right, I would say. Christie's reps confirm that she died after a battle with colon cancer. Her family said she had only recently discovered the illness. She was receiving treatment in Tampa, 71 years old. Frank Conniff wrote, "Rest in peace, Kirstie Alley, a talented actress who did a lot of great work in film and TV. Also, rest in peace to all the non-famous people who died at least partly because of celebrities with big public platforms sending out anti-vax disinformation."
Is that Frank Conniff?
Yeah.
Fucking love him.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So in OMAT, we have a minute of like contacting someone, just saying hello to someone. If you can't come up with someone to say hello to, I totally get it. Every day, Jesus Christ. But Frank Conniff, just click like on something you like that he said. I don't know. He's so sharp.
Yep.
And just kind of breaks it down. Yes, we enjoyed you in films, but also, what?
Yeah. And then she was one of those people like, you get canceled for being conservative in Hollywood. Like, no, we're just saying people are dying of this, of COVID. Dying.
That's real cancellation.
Yeah.
I haven't met a Hollywood cancellation that's not death.
Right.
Like, unless Hollywood is actually the one killing you because they're like, okay, we're done with the words that you're saying, that maybe, but cancellations on any other thing.
No. Mm-hmm. I guess Xenu needed a big fat fucking idiot. I do have news about my dad, speaking of death and everything, and it's a lot. It had me.
It's a lot.
Okay. Here we go. Here's a letter that I got from my dad, but we all got it, the family, but it's simply said in the body, attachment. My sister didn't open it at first because thought it was scam or spam because attachment was spelled wrong. It said like urgent attachment, and then the date was the subject. And you know old people, they never do subjects, right? The subject is either blank or it's the entire body. So he knew what he was doing.
Can I just, if this happens to be your first one or first few Keith and the Girl episodes, let's just sum up Keith's dad and where we are really quick and why people are bracing whenever they hear the word Keith's dad. Keith's dad is an ex-Catholic priest. You heard that correctly. He left the priesthood to marry mom. Then they had five kids, one or two out of Jesus wedlock, but we don't say anything. Now come a little bit current. After having five kids, they are all adults now. Keith is the second in line. He got divorced. 2 years after his divorce, his father decided to get in touch with the ex-wife out of nowhere. They were never in touch. And Keith took over pretending to be the ex-wife for a year. The dad emails book is now a thing. Keithandthegirl.com/dad. And during these emails, we learned a lot about Father Malley. Aside from the stuff that we already knew, growing up, Keith had to dig holes that were supposed to be a certain measurement without having tape. That was for weird punishments for things.
He just wanted time alone in the house. You know, I was never digging those holes when my mom was around.
Right. So he's like, see, my parents, when they were annoyed with me, they made up a word and it was a code word. So if my mom said, and I didn't know this until, we all didn't know this until we were adults, we'd be like, yeah, mom, blah, 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 whatever. Mom would be like, can you just quickly go ask your dad for tenemaka? And be like, yeah, of course. I don't know. What the hell? What are we doing? We go to ask dad for tenemaka. An hour later, we didn't realize tenemaka means hold this kid with you. It's your turn. I cannot anymore. So that's one way. What Keith's dad did is, are you still here? Why did you fuck up yesterday? Why don't you go outside and dig some holes or paint the house or run an errand? Yeah. But running an errand means leaving the house. So he didn't have you do that, right? Because then you'd be in public and you might share the information that's happening inside your house.
Yeah, there's no running errands. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Which he would love. He would want to, you know, get some medicine or whatever. You know, anything. Right. Groceries. Yeah, no, there's no.
No.
Yeah.
No, because then you'd interact.
Right.
With what he's doing. You'd
school was a problem. He's like, school, I don't have a choice, but I don't school, need you talking to the choice. Grocery store clerk.
But isn't that why he came up to check up with you at school? He was in school with you here and again. This, like the ever-present, you know, I'm listening, I'm watching you. Even in school, don't tell your teachers. Don't make peer friends. Don't be okay. Be the weirdo.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to hang out with you. I still get to do whatever I want to you.
Yes. And by the way, if I ever have to date again, can I bring you on a date? Because I'm so sick of telling people my backstory. I'm able to fill you in on my life.
We should all have, like, now on apps, we should have a one episode, 10 minute update on us. This is my 10 minute, here's about me update, so that we don't have to do how many siblings we have, how I feel about my parents, do I have any children, any divorces. Here's my 10 minute podcast.
Reading some messages here, I see Bad Beef. I absolutely live for these dad updates. I had to sign up for VIP after daddy issue started. We're when you hear what I'm telling you, there's going to have to be another daddy issue show, of course, very soon with Ken. I was just talking to him last night. Anna saying, I'm so tense. Maggie screams internally. Mimi Cherry, my heart is beating harder. Kate, I put my knitting down to pay extra attention. This counts as cardio. Hold on, I got to get my special dad popcorn. I feel like I'm working out. All right.
Okay, so now also, Keith's mother has dementia, and it's pretty full blown, and
she can't communicate.
She can hardly function. She's in a home in Pennsylvania.
Right. When I'm getting this letter, yeah. All right. Excuse me. It is with gripping emotions that I cannot put into words. I relate the following to you. I visited mom throughout the day today. When I arrived, she looked like death warmed over. She was not eating or drinking for them during the last couple of days of her illness, in parentheses, flu. By the time I left, she was looking far better, to the point that one of the med techs even exclaimed it out loud. Okay, now right here.
Oh my God, already.
She was dead. I know my dad's full of shit. I know, you know, But these first two, three sentences, I'm like, she died. I knew it was going to happen.
That's so interesting because I thought the exact opposite.
Oh, yeah?
As I was reading the first couple of sentences, I'm like, where's the sentence where he brought her back to life? And he got there.
Mm. I visited because mom throughout
God. Mm-hmm. No. He's not gonna say she's bad without saying he's good.
I can't put into words the gripping emotions. Is that I'm so great?
Yeah.
I visited mom throughout the day. When I arrived, she looked like death warmed over. She wasn't eating or drinking.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Stop. Bad beef is saying, first sentence, I'm dying. Death warmed over? Dude, I get that this is your wife that you possibly never have given a shit about, and she somehow had the bad luck of marrying you, but you are talking to her five children. You dumb fuck.
Right. Nadine's
death
saying,
warmed over? What does that look like?
Oh, he rates all green and shit.
Right. All green and shit would be better.
Nadine says, you started an email with a heavy heart and no one fucking died? You're a piece of shit. By the time I left, she was looking far better, to the point that one of the med techs even exclaimed it out loud. I replied, I thought it was just me, semicolon, I wasn't sure, end quote. By the way, if you're new to the show, anytime my dad put something in quotes, the whole situation never happened. She had color back in her face and hands. All I did...
Here comes why he's the savior.
Was to have my hand covering one of her wrists and part of the top of one of her hands. End of paragraph, space, new paragraph. Gives you time to take it in. Be like, oh my, it's funny, it's simple, but it said so much.
No, she can feel her partner. And that's all she needed to get better.
However, my attempts at feeding her or getting her to drink had absolutely nothing to do with it. At supper, I had put a mini bit of mashed potatoes in her open mouth, and there it sat for at least 15 minutes until I physically removed it for fear of her choking.
Stop.
It's like a tobacco chew in her mouth.
He looked at a piece of mashed potato in her gaping mouth for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
How long are we into this show so far, ish? About 15 minutes?
Yeah.
This whole time, I just sit there with mashed potatoes on my tongue. Which, again, I wish there was a quote here so we can know that didn't fucking happen.
Right.
Was she drooling all over herself? Who can hold a piece of mashed potato in their face like that?
I tried to get her to drink a tiny sip of liquid that she normally will drink for me from the children's spout cup, but only for her to severely gag on it each time.
Severely gag. Look how good.
Severely. See,
look at the words he's using. Look how bad she is. Look how good I am. Always.
I was warned of these events in writing on a note left for me by the hospice nurse. All caps.
Is she in hospice?
No. It's a nursing home, but it's not necessarily hospice. But if she passed, I wouldn't be surprised.
But hospice is different. Why does he keep saying she's in hospice? I thought she got transferred to hospice.
It depends when you catch him. No, it depends when you catch him. He uses the word hospice.
Am I getting hospice wrong that when you're in hospice, you're going to die within a month?
Yeah, that's what I understand also.
Right?
Yeah.
So, okay.
I did not believe it until I tried. So I was warned of these events, I guess the eating and drinking, in writing on a note left for me by the hospice nurse. By the way, I'd even like to see this note.
Yes.
You know, how stupid. How can he be lying about a note? I don't know, but a nurse left a piece of paper like about her dying and not eating and drinking and left it on the bed in the room for you?
Yep.
Here's I'm going to hand you a note. I don't want to embarrass you about eating and drinking.
Why would a nurse put anything on it? It's not a handwritten note. It's a pamphlet at best. They don't want to write shit down so you could sue them.
I did not believe it until I tried myself to solve the problem, which I was able to solve in the past, her eating and drinking.
See how great he is? See how great he is?
I had a chat with the med tech on duty and had asked her if this was the beginning of the end of mom's life on Earth. She responded, quote, this is a quote, not necessary. So I'm going to guess not necessarily. I have seen people recover from this, but it is unusual for them to do so. I will better know in 2 or 3 weeks. I thought to myself, quote, in 2 or 3 weeks, I will know the answer myself. She'll be dead or not.
Right. But we'll always know if someone will be dead in 2 or 3 weeks.
After supper, It's interesting it's capitalized. After supper, I saw the capital O, owner of the kitchen. He always, anybody time he talks to somebody, it's the head whoever. He makes up it's the head whoever. So he saw somebody in the kitchen. That's the owner of the kitchen of the hospital. Because he doesn't talk to underlings. You go straight to the fucking source. He talks to a janitor, it's head janitor. He talks to a maintenance guy, it's head of maintenance slash owner.
Because, you know, they're always hanging out.
Yeah. After supper, I saw the owner in the kitchen, and I returned the plates that I had been eating from.
I'm sorry, the owner of what, really?
The kitchen.
The owner of hospice?
The owner of hospice kitchen.
How can he tell someone's an owner? By the mustache?
You could feel it when you're in this business for a long time. It's called wisdom.
It's on the name tag.
When it's raining, your intelligence tells you it's raining. Wisdom tells you to bring an umbrella.
The owner. You know, even the owner, that's not his title.
Right.
Who owns? Owner of what?
Hi, I'm Keith Malley, owner. I saw the owner in the kitchen when I returned my plates that I had been eating from. Some people don't return their plates.
Right.
I asked her the same question, and she replied, what are they, old doctors? And she replied, quote, most likely, is this the end for my wife? Most likely.
Right.
You want some extra mac and cheese, Mr. Malley? You love the mac and cheese. But yeah, this is probably it. Yeah. I like that we can be open and just talk. I wouldn't say maybe ask the nurse. I'd say, yeah. Wouldn't blow my fucking mind. Most likely, I've been kept abreast of the situation, said the owner of
Mimi
the kitchen.
Cherry has a good point. He's just seeing someone in the kitchen. How does the kitchen staff know anything about a patient?
He makes himself known. Don't get me wrong. He was asked not to talk to strangers, remember? And my theory was he was trying to sell insurance to these people who were about to die. Like, you know you're going to pass, right? Mm-hmm. In 2 or 3 weeks. It does seem that it is okay. So this is the owner of the kitchen talking to my dad. Will she die soon? Most likely. I've been kept abreast of the situation.
I've been kept abreast.
Yeah.
Well, the owner.
Yes.
The owner goes.
The owner of the kitchen has been kept abreast of the situation. But 'tis now I must go. The castle is calling. It does seem that it is serious as what you think it is. As to when... Now, this is the owner of the kitchen talking. As
By
to
the way,
when...
There's no medical terms in any of this.
As to when...
just someone saying that Mr. Malley is correct. Correct at what? I don't know.
He said, will she die in 2 or 3 weeks, supposedly? And the person said, as to when, only God knows, no one else. It's not a necessarily religious place, to be clear. So
that's what the owner said?
The owner of the kitchen said, only God knows, semicolon, no one else.
I can't with you calling it the owner of the kitchen.
But
he just said, I saw the owner in the kitchen.
I saw the owner in the kitchen. Oh, okay. So the owner of the whole place. I really misunderstood.
Oh, I thought you were just adding layers. I'm like, we don't need to add layers.
No, he always sees the head everything. So I thought he saw the head person in the kitchen.
No, he saw the owner.
So it doesn't matter. It's in the kitchen. It has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do that he returned his tray.
No, that's where the owner was.
How did you end up there? I returned the tray.
Right, there you go.
I didn't push it.
That's what liars do. They go, what was I doing in the kitchen? I already covered that. Right. I was returning a tray like a nice person.
As to when, only God knows, no one else, but 2 to 3 weeks sounds about right, maybe sooner. But again, only God knows for sure.
Maggie's saying just wait until he means the owner of death.
I saw the head of death. He said I was doing great. I made him alive.
The owner is being kept abreast of your mom's situation so much that he knows probably she'll die in 2 to 3 weeks.
Probably sooner, but...
Only God knows.
But don't sue me if she stays alive.
Right, and don't sue me because I just brought God into this and I'm the owner.
And luckily you can't sue me because you don't know who the fuck I am.
Right?
I feel each of you should... I feel each of you should know these ramifications and developments. I am not up to speaking of them to each of you on the phone about it or of what follows herein. Mm-hmm. So I'm sending this
follow-up questions.
Yeah.
Thank you for your privacy.
I don't want to talk to you on the phone about it or what follows. So I'm sending this note to each of you individually, lest I get accused of sending such vital information in a batch email.
Lest I get accused, right?
Right, that's what he means, probably. I don't get this. I don't get it. And I talked to all my siblings since then. Nobody knows what the fuck this could mean.
Who is keeping track with calling and checking up maybe weekly with your mom?
We still call.
I know.
We still check and call and say hi, yeah.
So there's no new medical news, realistically.
Correct, correct.
So he is just, no one has talked to me in a while, and I don't have any interactions, and he's like, how about if I tell them their mother's about to die? Will they visit?
It's about him, so yeah, will they visit him?
Right.
Yeah.
No, yeah, of course. He lives right by there.
Right. Should she take advantage of the seat reserved for her at the banquet table of Christ? And I am sure that her chair has already been pulled out for her to sit comfortably. I want each of you to know the following, he's choking me up.
Well, Nadine is saying, so he emailed you personally, and this wasn't a bulk email. He wants to talk to you so bad.
It's an attachment that was sent individually, but to everybody, yeah. Now, should she take advantage of the seat reserved at the banquet table of Christ? I want each of you to know the following. Which I share with genuine love and concern. Mom always believed, especially in her last couple of years at home, that she does not desire a fancy funeral, nor even anyone going out of their way to attend. She strongly believed that the person is no longer in the body that has no life, but is enjoying the eternal, unlimited bliss of heaven.
He's like, oh no, I thought I would for sure die first. I had so many other medical issues. I got to plan a funeral. She didn't really want one. Is that a thing?
Yeah. What's happening is, remember he sent the obituaries. He wrote his own obituary for us to put in. He put his own quotes from us. He wrote, their children said, like we said in unison, like we're fucking children of the corn or something, that we all said, we simply knew him as dad. And we're like, I don't even want to say that. And he's like, well, I assumed one of you would say that. And everybody's like, no, we don't want to say that. Because the way you say it has a tone of love. And I don't want to imply that.
We're afraid that people might read it with the intention that we liked you, let alone loved you.
Right.
Is there a will? I would not believe anything he says, said Mimi.
So, I don't know, but he can have all the money and shit. It's probably gone by now. Who gives a fuck? Yeah, anybody else listening, she has a point. But me, who gives a shit?
Right.
You know, and so anyway, I bring up the obituaries. He also mentioned the tombstone, where the funeral would be. And remember, like in his instructions, it was... But it'll be a private event for the family, as if we ever had any friends. No, dad talks to nobody. That's his way of go. You know, it's going to be embarrassing. You walk in, there's two people there. So you go, now people will just wonder.
I don't know. For your mom, she was a really nice person and part of the church community. So I can see the church folks in the neighborhood coming out. She probably said hi to them when she was in church.
Well, I think now he's thinking because we don't talk to him and he keeps, you know, trying all these tricky, weird emails just for attention, right? I think he realizes if there's a funeral, maybe we wouldn't go because I'd be okay not going to my mom's funeral. I don't think she knows. And I don't want to see my dad. And I'd throw up in my stomach if I had to fake for a couple hours some nice interaction, so I won't do it. Anyway, I wonder if now he realizes people might not come because of him, and he's giving us an out. I'll read a little more, but tell me that.
No.
You don't think so? He's like, I'm telling you, not an out, like a favor, but telling, like, Dad, we're not coming. And he's going, you can't come. That's what I feel like might be happening.
I don't think that your siblings are giving out the we're not coming vibe. They are coming.
Right.
And they're going to come. I think he has never produced anything in his life. He has never followed through. And now he has to plan a funeral. That's no joke. So instead, he wants to be like, can we just throw her body out? Do I have to? Look at all the other things he did for your mom while you were growing up. What did he do? He when he needed money, he sold all of her clothes, the ones that she was wearing, right?
Yeah.
She was gone for a day, so he actually sold her clothes for like, what, a dollar each?
For like pennies.
In order to what? To pay the rent? Thanks, Dad.
Probably for a couple ho-hos, you know.
Right. And he thought like, oh, I'm doing her a favor. How about, what was it, on her birthday or Christmas or whatever? He used her makeup, her lipstick to smear on the, on the mirror. I love you or happy birthday. Then she had to clean it and buy a new lipstick. That wasn't even his new present. Hey, let me replenish this for you. Everything that he does for her, like, hey, I did this for you, is her needing to come out of that hole that you just dug. Yeah. He is the worst. He just puts her more and more in the hole. So her funeral, of course, will be just another fucking sad thing that he dropped.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's never giving any one of you guys an out. And it's never realizing the truth. Even if you guys wouldn't come, it's not him realizing the truth and let me change my plans. He believes his lies.
Mom always believed that I would go first and was concerned about us not having a cemetery plot. For she said, I have no clue what to do if you go first. Yeah, she's helpless. She did everything in our family. So she's helpless.
I don't
think
she ever said to him, I have no clue what to do.
Right. I like this too. Mom always believed that I would go first and was concerned about us not having a cemetery plot. For she said, I have no clue what to do if you go first.
Okay. Look how he's great again.
Yeah. When I told her that we should get a very nice memorial stone at least a year, maybe two, while she was still at home, she replied, why? You won't be there. You will be in heaven. I replied, it could serve as a focal point for happy memories.
I don't think she's that morbid, and I don't think they would have this conversation.
She replied, quote, my memory of you, wherever I am at the time, will be a sufficient focal point for me, end quote.
Never. She never spoke about you that way. Never.
Never.
I had like three conversations with her. Two of them was about how much you suck.
You did. My ex-cat did. Kyle did. My mom couldn't bitch fast enough to any woman I brought over.
Mm-hmm.
It'll start with, guess how much I paid for this lamp at a garage sale. But within 2 minutes, you don't know if you're supposed to.
I thought I was marrying a smart person. He went to college. I didn't know that this is what college was. Literally.
Right. My wedding gift was a Bible. She's ready to cry. You don't know if you're supposed to hand her tissues.
This is Maggie M. is writing, I've worked hospice and palliative my whole career. Seen plenty narcissist men who make their wives' death about them.
Yep.
Wow. I can't believe this is regular.
I said, quote, if you go to heaven first, I would do that with you in mind. Quote, mom, that's up to you, but I wouldn't waste the money. Well, it is up to me, apparently, my dad says. What? And I have purchased and had installed a very elegant combined memorial stone for her and myself in Pringle Hill Cemetery, Summerhill, PA. It is probably the prettiest and most unique in the whole cemetery, and there are some very nice ones there. That's where the will money went, by the way. Okay? did she make a will? It's like, you know, I'm like, who cares? There's a couple bucks. Let him fucking waste it. Well, I bet it's wasted on this memorial stone that he's bragging is the nicest.
And I bet there is no will money. But yeah, if there's anything, then he's using it.
He's wasting her credit cards, all this shit.
Totally. Yeah, he's like, he's expecting to die when the crunchy leaves have passed. So,
right.
I don't know, maybe he's got 10 months at most. Nadine is reminding us, sufficient is a Father Malley 10-cent word. Your mom never said that.
Right. With those thoughts in mind, if the time comes, be it known that although I would have a standard type of funeral for her, at the names of funeral hall by where he lives, neither I nor she would consider it an insult if no one came. I am not forbidding any of you from coming, just letting you know our thoughts on the matter, that we would not be hurt if you chose not to come for whatever reason. But do remember her and you doing fun things together and remember her often. We do. It's you we dislike. But he tries to turn it around. Because of her, you have life and received unconditional love, guidance, positive instruction, and direction in life. She sacrificed much for her children and, yes, for her husband, too. She was not perfect. After all, she was human. Oh, thanks, Dad. We were trying to make peace with all her problems.
The chat is blowing up with how the funeral is for the people who grieve.
Right.
And I don't know that she'd be like, you know, don't give me a funeral at all. Isn't it Christian to have all of this ceremonious stuff?
Yeah, there's always a priest. The final whatever the fuck you think.
Yeah, I think that's important. I think
he can do it. whatever a priest was doing, my dad can do it. And he'll read the final sermon, you know, dramatically bless it if anybody's watching, kiss it oh so slowly. Yeah, he'll do the final things. No worries there.
Yeah, I think he priced out a funeral, or at least like did an initial look for it, you know, and right. was like, oh, hell no, yeah. not my money.
She was not perfect after all. She was human. However, she never did anything in a mean-spirited manner. Who the fuck thought that? Even if we get hit with a wooden spoon, it wasn't mean-spirited. Even if she, like, maybe she lost her shit or she doesn't know how, didn't know how else to talk to us. But we never went, we complained about your mean-spirited dad. You are.
This has nothing to do with her. He's going, look, you guys might have emotions, but always forget that she's your mom. Like, as if he's comforting you guys.
Yes.
Nothing is about your mom here.
She loved each of you beyond words so much so that she thought that none of you could do anything wrong, to the point that at times it frustrated her own husband. But her love for each of you came first. Reciprocate that love in your memories of her.
What was that disdain that he can't help but to show for your mom for some reason? Did you hear it? What was that?
Just now?
What did you just read?
She loved each of you beyond words so much so that she thought that none of you could do anything wrong. See, he's got to acknowledge it. But do you remember in his obituary, he wrote sometimes he wrote all the kids' accomplishments because that praises him, and that says sometimes they didn't like when sometimes we didn't like when dad was tough, but it taught us oh so much. So he knows we hate the way we were raised by mm-hmm. him, and so he's trying to like acknowledge it, but like yeah, you probably didn't like it when I pushed you to greatness. And
that's also what you hear in movies, you know, at the end of someone's life, like an abusive father or somebody that you actually did kind of, you know, recover your relationship as you got older. But you hear things like, you know, we had some tough times, but at the end of the day, that's my father and he did the best he can. And I'm really grateful to have had a father like that. He's writing that for you.
Right.
He's just not eloquent at all or truthful.
You know, and this is another of the same thing where it's at times she thought you could do no wrong. At times it frustrated me. That's his way of saying I had to be the bad guy. If you look back, who's the bad guy? It was me because I had to be. She thought you could do no wrong. But anyways, I try to love.
That's the disdain.
Yeah.
Which bothered me also. It puts him in. I kept trying. I played the bad guy. Your mother was, yeah, sure you loved her more, but she was just so loosey-goosey because you guys can never do anything wrong. But I bet you're grateful for the discipline, me knowing the truth.
May God be with us all. Please pray for a painless departure to heaven for her. May God give me the strength to endure the earthly departure of her physical presence from my life. I will keep you posted, comma, as events develop. All my love,
Blaine,
Dad.
Blaine, I want to divorce someone out of anger right now.
I hear you.
Anna, I'm getting divorced in her memory. Mimi, I say we submit for an annulment on her behalf.
Right. What a motherfucker.
Birdie is reminding us she's not dead yet. What the fuck?
Right. I think that's what upsets me the most. That he actually is my motherfucker. God damn it. It's disgusting. It's so vomitous.
Oh my God, do we have a title, motherfucker? Oh, fuck, that's so good.
Just note, then I got another letter. This is mass email, everybody's included.
Okay.
This is the next day, I think. Just noticed at 8:45 a.m. by the hospice, just notified at 8:45 a.m. by the hospice nurse that she was notified by blah, 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 that mom seems to be in great pain. She said that she is ordering a morphine pill. All caps. It's the head of morphine. It's the morphine pill. It's a fucking... The pill told me, quote, a morphine pill that goes under the tongue and can be administered hourly. Okay, good. It dissolves there and is absorbed through the tongue and cheek and does not need to be swallowed. She also recommends that I visit today for mom's emotional comfort, which, of course, I will do. I doubt that happened either.
I don't know.
Should I come
happening.
In? Yeah, if it's your wife, if you want to come in. Okay.
I don't know. They're contacting him because they're giving her morphine? That's weird.
But you know, if she's about to die any day, I'd think she'd be high all the time.
That's, they said they're giving it to her every hour, Keith.
No. She said that she is ordering a morphine pill. It dissolves there and is a little tongue in cheek. Does not need to be swallowed. Where's the hour thing? Just da-da-da-da. She said that she's ordering a morphine pill and goes under the tongue, can be administered hourly. And it's the way he's saying it, it sounds like it's almost a brand new thing. And it could be, but yeah, give it hourly. Fuck it. Well,
he's such a prick. Keith, I'm so sorry that.
And we do. We call and try to figure things out. But at the same time, I don't want the place to know that my dad's such a weird fucking creep and liar. Do you know what I mean? But they do know because they had to kick him out once and pretended it was about COVID because he was talking to other patients.
Keith, does no part of you think your mom's about to die?
Yeah, the part where, yeah, I got a letter and I thought she was dead. Yeah, no, I know she's going to die. I don't know how soon. Based on these letters, it doesn't worry me more.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
If she were to die in the next 2 weeks, is there something that you would do different than what you're already doing?
No.
Okay. Do you need to do something?
Do I need to do, like, go yeah, there or something?
I know that you going there really, I get why you're not going there. She can't see you. She's scared of you. You're confusing her. It's making it worse. So I understand that sometimes seeing a patient is fucking worse and it's for you and it's not helping anyone. Did you want to call her? Do you want to make sure they have a picture of her? Like something.
Make sure they have a picture.
I haven't had a parent die, but if somebody's parent died, is there something that Keith should do knowing that this might happen?
Yeah, give him at least that final, give him that final phone call. So you're me, and you're calling me, the mom.
Oh, no, I don't want to do this, but okay. Hi, Mom.
Hi, the hospital. Let me hand it to the mom.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Mom. You doing okay? Mom, I just wanted to hear you breathe. I don't know if you can hear me from somewhere inside of you, but I'm here. And you were the greatest mom. And if you can hear me anywhere in you, I love you and goodbye. Okay, that's it. That's it. I already hung up.
The nurses don't eavesdrop. Okay, I got to know when you hang up.
Okay. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't need that.
Okay. No, sincerely, I'm not trying to like get you to do something. I really don't know. But if that's not something, then that's it. Right. I don't know what there is. But I'm sorry. I'm really sorry because it sucks that it's weird to say. It sucks that this is the parent that this is happening with and the other parent is doing that other thing. It just sucks.
And then another letter, the final one in this series, that night from my dad. The subject is incredible. And the body is super heroic. Most startling act. Excuse me.
Oh, he's talking about himself again.
Superhero most startling act occurred during one of Mom's changes today. She suddenly sat up.
Oh, this fucker. Oh, my God.
She's in a wheelchair, to be clear. She suddenly sat up, lunged forward, arms and hands extended toward the picture of the cross above the side of her bed. This might be surprising for a person in fairly good physical health. Why? It'd be easy for me to do. I don't want to brag. But for a person who could barely move her arms and hands or sit up on their own was startling beyond words. When I saw it happening, I said, quote, yes, Jesus loves you. And she laid back down.
Oh, my God.
I wish I would have said, quote, it wouldn't be long now. It won't be long now, my darling.
Oh my God.
He wishes he told my mom. Don't worry, you'll get to die very soon. Don't you worry. That's what he wishes. Any day now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she'll get to go into heaven where he will meet with her soon after. By the way, I am so sorry that I asked for advice for you. Please ignore because people are now coming through with advice. Blaine is saying, you know, like he had a good experience. I believe they can hear you. The outside demeanor doesn't connect like we do. My grandmother had dementia and everything outside was random. You can tell she was fighting to say something, but couldn't. But then Birdie says, my grandma threw a punch at me in her dementia hallucination. It could be scary. So, yeah, we don't
know. I want to be clear. I can take my mom in a fight if it comes down to that.
I think it comes down to Anna's right. Yeah, there's no ready for this.
Right. When she sat up, she used to shat up. Now she sat up. When she sat up and lunged forward, both the aide and I were startled and followed the direction of her extended arms and hands. What? It's a foot away. You're looking at a cross, I guess. But it's like we followed her, like it's a movie. We followed her arms, then her hands, and it led to the cross on the wall.
Of course it did. What else would it lead to? What else is on the wall?
She clearly was reaching for the picture of the cross. When the aide, heard what I said, the aide developed a warm, happy smile on her own face. Oh my God, it's 6 degrees of who gives a shit. Anybody that happens to be around you is touched. Forrest Gump reached less people than you.
Everywhere he goes.
I can hardly put the event into an accurate description of what took place with Mom at that moment.
He always could hardly believe it and hardly express it. And right. He's so overwhelmed that he could hardly
Everything's
write it.
Shocking.
But then he writes 5 books.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think you could hardly write anything.
Oh, well. We'll see if she makes it the end of the year. I don't know. So what does this mean if any of this happened? He sat up, looks at the cross. Is that somebody's final death throes? Or is this good news? She can sit up now. Maybe eat mashed potatoes.
I wouldn't try that mashed potato on the tongue experiment anytime soon. Fucking weirdo. Why would they even let him feed her? Also, if she's not eating, they're probably tube feeding her. I can't imagine someone is sitting there trying to feed her mashed potatoes.
Well, Christmas is coming. That'd be good timing. My dad would write that in the letter. How apropos.
Ew. Oh, something's already happening this day. Wouldn't it be great if your mom also died so we could double up?
Right.
What are you doing for Christmas?
I don't know. Actually, me and all the stepdads, we go to a special memorial service, and we all wear shirts that say, Joseph isn't the stepdad, he's just the dad that stepped up, and we have, celebrations. And whatnot. I'm telling you, that cuck does not get enough credit. Joseph, Jesus' father, quote, good for him. Good. That's a good sport. That's a good sport. I should be disgusted that he's dating a young teenager, but at least he didn't get her pregnant. God did that.
The Bible, as told by Keith Malley.
Joseph is the one who taught Jesus a perfect spiral. That's not in the Bible. It's in one of those dead sea scrolls, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
My God, there's so much to learn here.
He had to, somebody has to teach Jesus respect. A woman wouldn't know how to do that. But a woman to a boy. But a man to a boy could explain, Jesus was probably like, hey, Joe. And it's like, you must be talking about Joe Mama, because I don't see no Joe around here. It's Mr. Joseph. What's your last name? No one knows.
By the way, that's not the same Joseph of the Technicolor Dreamcoat, is it?
Yes, he's gay.
Wait, Joseph is the Joseph of...
I assume.
Is that
I never saw
father?
It. I assume so. Because they make it religious, and there's really only one Joseph as far as this guy's concerned.
That's what I'm saying. It's definitely religious, but is there another Joseph in the Bible?
Who loved coats.
Oh. Yeah,
Joseph loved coats. He had to give birth. He had to lay down a coat in the manger. This guy was all about coats.
Joseph was the first out gay in the Bible?
See? No, they didn't gay, to be clear. I'm being silly because it's Broadway.
But that's why God had to impregnate his wife. He didn't want to, right?
No. I think she just had a dream all of a sudden and said, God wants to give you the baby. You're sinless somehow. And then she said, okay.
I don't know. This Technicolor dream coat seems to be checking out.
It's a thought.
Yeah.
It's a thought.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I'm going to bring it up during the meeting because this is controversial.
Blaine, who represents all gays in our community, Joseph was definitely gay. You don't have that many coats and be straight. And he comes on with a different fur coat in the chat all the time. So.
These coats have light bulbs. So there's more lights on his coats than my Christmas tree. But, and we mentioned this before, but you know, God saying, I gave my only begotten son. You didn't have to. You could have made another son if you wanted to. And then it turns out he didn't even really die. So you gaslit us. It's a whole fucking thing.
What does begotten mean again?
It's a dad word. It means yes. God gave his only son.
Oh, I got a son. I begot a son.
I'm going to, define.
I begetting sons. Begotten. Like that?
I begotten some. I begotten just one.
Yeah, we be getting sons out here.
Typically a man, sometimes of a man and a woman, bringing a child into existence by the process of reproduction. So it means nothing. I mean, birth. It's just another word.
Oh, no. It means...
Bring about.
The birth, yeah, of actual birth. Okay.
God gave his only birth son. I see. That's what he's saying. But, obviously...
Oh, because the rest of us are his children. This is only his only begotten son. This is the only one that came directly from his seed.
But at the same time, you didn't really... Yeah, it's God's only begotten son because it came from God's body. Interesting.
Right.
And Mary, the young teenager. Let's not forget.
Right. How old was she?
I think people think she's 14.
Yo, that's old. Right. That's why God had to step in. For real. They were having babies at like 10. Did you get your period? Let's go.
Yeah. What? I bet you.
Over there?
I bet you when my brain breaks thinking about this Bible, when he gave his only son,
begotten son, also his son.
I've seen him beaten, but also Jesus is God. So okay, but I've seen Jesus get whipped in several movies, yes. And it is this guy can take such a fucking beating. It's literally laughable. Quentin Tarantino was like, holy shit, you're being a little ridiculous.
Yeah, God takes a lot from us.
He took a lot. It made my mom cry when I said that. She's like, right, he did take a lot. I'm like, oh my God, give me dementia. Yeah. Wish granted, your mom has dementia. Like, that's not what I said. Anyway, they're beating the shit. Did God give Jesus powers that even though he's all human, did he give him powers that humans can do? Like there's some guy that can go underwater and, you know, hold his breath for 30 minutes. Did he give him that power since it's possible? And then he gives all the power. Like he's the strongest guy also. He has the best of every, because otherwise, A, I think that's cheating. And B, that's the only way he could have survived the whippings I saw.
Oh, Keith, you obviously haven't learned anything from the Bible. Jesus is just like us, okay? Mm-hmm. He was put in flesh and bones just like us, and then he was whipped and crucified, nailed to the cross, you know, the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it would have hurt. I don't think he said, ouch, one time. Instead, he said, I forgive you. And that's how you don't feel pain.
Okay. Yeah. You know, did God give Jesus an excellent memory? I know I talked about this in stand-up. I bet you Jesus had the biggest hog in town. He's God too. He wouldn't give himself a tiny pinprick, I'll tell you that much. But Mary Magdalene's like, where were you the other day, Jesus? And he's like, I was going to see you Tuesday, Mary. I'm like, no, we said Sunday. That was kind of the point. Like, no, I'm pretty sure Tuesday. Like, you have to just believe anything he fucking says. Ugh. That would have been a tough time.
Let me ask you this. Did Jesus have children? No, right? He died?
Jesus did not have children. He did not have, I don't believe he had intercourse.
How? Okay, because he would have to not have intercourse, because no one's like birth controlling. And right. He was hanging out with all these sex dudes. Workers. And...
Just the one, I think. Just the one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I thought, like, I thought people just had sex, right? Like, wouldn't he... No, you have to get married first at that point, or
you,
no?
Yeah, you would probably have to get married.
Marriage was a thing already?
Yeah, because you would have the commandments, and there's got to be something in there.
So he was a virgin?
Yes.
Aside from when he was the God version of himself.
We prefer to say sex deficient. A virgin sounds kind of lame.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure you're subscribed to us on YouTube this Monday. Chemda will be live on the Keith and the Girl YouTube channel, opening up her mom's box. Nice. Subscribe for free. Subscribe for free. You don't want to miss it.
Also, Jesus is not the only one.
That's right.
You can open up mom's box.
See you in Keith and the Girl chat tonight. KeithandtheGirl.com/chat. You know that. Thanks again for the Kickstarter support. Tonight is the final night. We are literally at the final hours. And thanks for being part of it. All right. We'll talk to you soon. KeithandtheGirl.com.